Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission in the worldwide KFUO studios with our friend and often a host of something, Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we're making progress.
Something like that.
Something like that.
We're making something.
Well, when I say we're making progress, it's there's a lot of work to be done to roll out the Synod's new evangelism program, A Simple Way. And a big part of that program is that acronym LASSE that we often talk about on Witness Wednesday.
I love it. Yeah. I love that acronym.
So, and you even know what it stands for.
I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Listen.
Listen.
I got that part down.
Yeah.
Ask, seek, share, invite, encourage.
Right. Very good. We'll give you an A for the day.
And that's the second letter.
That's the second letter of LASSE. Yes. Well, and I have a workshop I've been developing, and I had opportunity to present it over the weekend in the Central Illinois District, and it's the first time I've done this workshop. It's still very preliminary, and the workshop's called Every One His Witness. And it's actually four words, Every One His Witness. And the idea there is each and every one of us has been called to be a witness of Jesus Christ. As I point out in the workshop in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when Jesus says to his disciples, "You will be my witnesses," he wasn't making a request. He was stating a fact. And so as we got to LASSE and kind of talked through LASSE, I could see people really got a hold of it. They said, "Wow, this is helpful. This is good." And it's good for me to present it because I'm starting to see some different ways we can talk about it. Some things we need to emphasize. And one of the things that kind of came through here is let's not look at LASSE like a checklist. Okay, I listened. Now it's time to ask. Okay, I asked. Now it's time to seek. No, we need to understand it more as a framework.
So it's not if I do all these things, then everything will work just right.
Right. So if I do LASSIE, somebody will, enter the kingdom of heaven. Because I went through and checked each box, it doesn't work that way. It's very iterative. You're going to be listening, and then you're going to ask a question. You're going to listen some more. You may be while you're listening and asking, hopefully seeking, trying to figure out where is the point of connection with this person. So it's not a checklist, but a framework. So there's, it's like. Sometimes you go through things, you go through, two steps forward, one step back, and that's perfectly okay in LASSE because you may hear something that totally changes your mind about, wait a minute, I thought I could had a point of connection here, but now that I'm listening to this person, it's not really a good point of connection. I need to go in it. So now I need to really kick back, go back to listening and asking questions as I seek out, hey, here's another point of connection. Maybe we can work from that. So framework is really a key concept of LASSE.
Okay, very good.
All right. Another part that, and speaking of LASSE, by the way, this week we got our new email
address. I love new email addresses.
Yeah, they're just fun to create. And it's not technically an email address. It's an alias. But that even sounds kind of...
My wife laughs because I have too many email addresses.
Yeah. Create some aliases. That way it's like, wow, where's this thing really going? Who's going to see it? Sounds like cloak and dagger kind of stuff.
Well, we wanted something that was easy for people to remember, easy to communicate over the air, that would get to the right people for this program.
And what would be that easy?
Well, you came up with an acronym that was easy to remember.
There you go. And something that we talk about a lot. So we decided... Our email address for Witness Wednesday, if you want to email in just a question or a comment or a suggestion on a topic we can discuss, it's LASSE at
KFUO.org.
Yeah, so LASSE at KFUO.org. So feel free anytime to send an email. It doesn't have to be while we're on the air, while the show is airing. If you're listening to this on the archives, anytime. Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock in the morning, you can send an email to LASSE at KFUO.org, somebody will eventually get it and listen and read it and
will
respond.
Will it cause your phone to alert you at 3 o'clock in the morning and wake you up so that you can address the question then?
It possibly could. I need to look at my settings, make sure it doesn't. All right, so Lassie. Now, another thing that I talk about in the Everyone is Witness workshop, that's a big part of Lassie, and I have to really figure out how to weave this in a little bit better. And I refer to it as targeted witnessing. And the idea is, as we're looking for that point of connection with somebody, everybody's different. And not everybody thinks the way I do. Not everybody processes information the way I do. Not everybody relates to life and the world the way I do. But people tend to fall into one of kind of three categories. And the way I talk about it is head, heart, and hands. So some people are they're thinkers. Mm-hmm. You can start having a discussion with them and they're thinking about stuff. They like ideas and they love to engage in a conversation where you're talking about things that are challenging intellectually. And that's somebody where you say, well, hey, the point of connection with this person is probably at the head.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wait until, listen, ask, seek, oh, this is somebody who I can connect with at the head level, you're probably going to miss a lot of what they're talking about in the listening and asking part. Somehow we got to figure, wait a minute, head, heart, and hands really is part of the whole Lassie process. So as I'm listening to someone, I can say, is this someone that's speaking intellectually, mm-hmm. Really from the head, or is this somebody speaking from the heart? And sometimes when we speak from the heart, we don't get all of our theology straight. We don't have all the right answers, quote unquote. We're just kind of speaking from experience, from maybe our joys or our sorrows. And if we're not listening carefully with the understanding that this person is speaking from the heart and not mm-hmm. the head, we can end up, getting in this kind of non-productive discussion where we're trying to straighten out their thinking, but they're just kind of pouring out their hearts. So it's important to frame this.
Good point.
Yeah. So does this sound like conversations you have at home or something?
Well, no, I'm glad that you pointed that out. So often we have conversations. I've also heard the terms painters and pointers, and some of us are painters. We like to use lots of words and just spew out everything we're thinking at the moment to try to get a point across. And some of us are just pointers, and we just say the main point that we want to make and then move on.
Right. Yes, that. I love that paradigm of painters and pointers, and I've often used that in marriage counseling and preparation for mm-hmm. couples that are getting married, because God has this a wonderful sense of humor where he always seems to bring a painter and a pointer together. and that's powerful because together we're far more, rich,
mm-hmm.
Because now we can express things. A painter can express things that the pointer has difficulty expressing, where the pointer can keep the painter on track. And
I'm a conditional painter.
You're a conditional painter.
Or a conditional pointer. I'm not sure. One of the two.
Yeah. So, and what do you mean by that?
It depends on the moment. And, sometimes I'm a painter and I'll just tell the whole story and spew it all out, whether it's the right details or not. Other times, if I'm all business, just get to the facts and just say what I need to and move on.
I suppose most people are that way if you find that topic that mm-hmm. they're willing to open up with, and that's an interesting tie-in to Lassie too. If you're listening to someone and just giving like short answers and they're not providing a lot of information, chances are you haven't hit that point of contact yet, but if you get somebody who's like a short answer kind of person and all of a sudden they're just opening up and they're talking and the words are flowing, that's a really great indication that you're on target here. Mm-hmm. You've touched on something that is really close to their heart, that even got a pointer to start acting like a painter. All right, so there's a third target area. We have head, we have heart, and we have hands. And when we talk about hands, we're talking about people who really, their focus is on purpose. So a person with their head, they're like, truth is important, and truth and ideas. Somebody about the heart, they're talking about how they feel. Really, when it gets down to it, the focus is on hope. When you get down to the hands, we're talking about people who want purpose in life. It has to be meaningful to them. And I think that's a really important thing to understand as we engage our world today, because so many people are living out their lives without a sense of purpose. And it's not that you're either head or hand or heart, you know, that you're one or the mm-hmm. other. One tends to dominate. But all, you know, we're whole people. We're people of heads, hearts, and hands. But as you're listening and asking, seeking that point of connection, you should be able to sense in that course of discussion, what's this person's strength area? Where do they tend to focus? And when you find people talking about things like, I don't know what to do in my life. I don't really know why I'm here in the world. Or really getting excited about, you know, the things we do as Christians in the name of Jesus to show love and mercy and compassion to the world. That becomes the point of connecting for somebody who doesn't know Jesus. Say, I don't know what these people are all about, but I like what they're doing. There you've got somebody who would connect very well at the hands level, the sense of purpose. And so one of our challenges in witnessing is not to default to what we are, our strength area, but to seek out what the strength and focus area of the person we're talking with is. And so if my focus area is head, and I think my wife would say, yes, verily, you know, I can't just go approach everybody at the head level. I've got to listen to them and ask questions and seek out where do I connect with this person? Hmm. And that becomes a very powerful way of really communicating at a meaningful level with somebody else. And a big part of Lassie. So head, heart, and hands, and Lassie, they go right together.
And this stretches us to think and act outside of our usual, well, our comfort zone, our usual way of communicating.
Right, because again, our default is how we want to communicate with other people, and we're comfortable communicating there.
Well, and speaking of communicating, before we go, I want to point out that email address again, lassie@kfuo.org. If you have questions or comments for us here on Witness Wednesday.
I'll be sitting by my computer waiting.
At 3 a.m. Thanks for Witness Wednesday.